Hey everybody, you're listening to The Jay Lipman Show, episode 36. What's up everybody? It's Jay Lipman. I am excited to be here. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I have a lot of energy today, and that's because I'm really excited. I got a couple of announcements to make that I am really excited about. Hopefully you'll be excited about them too. First of all, I bought a camera, which I know you're probably sitting there like, why would I be excited about a camera? And the truth is you wouldn't unless you are subscribed to my YouTube channel, because I do have a vlog. I post in it once a week. It usually covers the same stuff that I cover here, you know, different subjects, but, you know, same overall management, leadership, self-improvement, stuff like that, you know, typical life coach stuff. And I've been filming it on my phone. It's been very, you know, talking head type of stuff. It's a little dry, to be honest, for my taste. I'm a huge fan of Casey Neistat and Peter McKinnon and watch all of their videos and sit there and daydream about all the stuff that I could do if I had a camera. I knew there was more that I could do with my vlog. There was more that I wanted to do with it. And I knew that in order to do that, I was going to have to bite the bullet, get a camera, figure out how to use it, and start making my vlogs better. And so I spent like 8 hours the other day researching which camera that I wanted to get, one that was within my budget but still had a lot of the features that I wanted. I was researching how to get good sound and all that stuff. And so I ended up biting the bullet. I bought a camera, my first one. I'm excited. No more phone footage for me. My vlog is about to reach the next level. So if you are not subscribed to my YouTube channel, take a look at the description of this episode. There's a link to my YouTube channel. Head over there, subscribe, turn on notifications so you can get alerted when I drop a new episode, because the next one that I drop is going to be significantly better than any of the others that you've seen. So go ahead and do that when you're done listening to this episode. The other announcement that I have is a little bit more on point with the subject of these podcasts, and that is my book is so close to being completed. I officially ordered the printed proof of the book. It's called The Management Code. It's on its way here. It's going to be here Thursday, which means that as soon as I approve it, this thing can go out for publication, which I'm excited about for a lot of reasons. One, because I think it's a really valuable book that a lot of you who are interested in advancing your career or being a better manager or being a better leader, I think any of you who fall into that category will really benefit from what's in this book. It's pretty cool, if you ask me. The other reason why I'm excited is because this is officially the first New Year's resolution that I have ever actually completed. And there's a reason for that. The reason is instead of creating an open-ended resolution like I'm going to eat better or I'm going to start exercising more, you know, things that are open-ended that I can easily start and stop and be like, oh, well, I tried. Instead, this time, I created an actual goal. I set a goal, something that I had to complete this year. And I didn't just want to make it this year because I'd been sitting on this book for a while. I procrastinated on writing it for a host of different reasons, which I'm not going to go into right now. I'll go into one of them because that's going to be the main subject of this episode. But the point is I procrastinated on it a lot. So I didn't want to give myself till the end of the year to put it out, because I knew if I gave myself till the end of the year that it would take until the end of the year to publish it. So I said that I wanted to publish the book in March. That was my goal. That's why I took the month of January off and didn't create any new episodes of the podcast or new episodes of the vlog. I didn't write any new blog articles. I just focused on writing the book, and I finished it and I sent it to the editor. They sent it back with their edits. I made the edits and I sent it off to CreateSpace, who is the platform that I'm using to self-publish. They sent it back, said everything looks good. Here's the digital proof. I looked through that. That looked good. I ordered the printed proof. That's on its way. I'm excited about this. It's going to be great. Even if the book doesn't take off, the fact that I actually finished writing it, but also that I'm actually putting it out. And that brings me into the next thing that I wanted to talk about. The reason why I procrastinated for so long on writing this book. And it was simple. It was fear of public embarrassment. It was fear of public humiliation. It's one of the top fears that people have. There is like no greater fear than that, except for the primal fears, the fears of getting things that you need in order to survive taken away. As far as non-primal fears are concerned, fear of public humiliation takes the cake. It terrifies us and it holds us back from doing things that could potentially lead to an awesome life. And I have that fear. I have that fear. It's one of my biggest ones. And luckily, I've kind of had experience pushing through it. You know, I was a musician for a while, not only just a musician, I was the front man for a band. So like when we got on stage, everybody was looking at me. Well, most people were looking at me. Some people were looking at my guitarist who was, you know, ripped and 6'4 and whatever. But I had to find a way to get past that. And basically what I did was I just got on stage and went for it. And it was easier then because I had my bandmates to back me up. We were all in it together. This time it was me. I was writing a book. I was putting it out there for people to read. And I was terrified that people were going to think it was a horrible book and that I was going to get criticized and ridiculed for writing it and putting it out there. And you know what? That might happen. I'm not going to lie. That might happen. You know, statistically, most authors' first books aren't that great and they don't really take off the way that they want them to. So I'm fully expecting that that might happen with this one. I hope not. I think it's a great book. I think that a lot of people will benefit from it. But the truth is that it may fall flat. And I had to push past that fear. I had to sit down and I had to write it anyway. And I did. And now I have one more obstacle. I have one more mental obstacle. I have one more place where I have to break through that fear of public humiliation and just hit publish. And I'm going to do it, guys. I'm going to do it. I'm going to use the 5-second rule. I'm going to count back from 5 to 1 and I'm going to press the button and I'm going to publish this book and it's going to be out there. And then I'm going to start working on my next one. And then when that one's done, I'm going to start working on the one after that. The point that I'm trying to make is this. I spent so much time waiting until I wasn't afraid to be able to do the things that I wanted to do, to be able to go out there and go for my goals and try and build the life that I want. I spent so long waiting until I wasn't afraid or waiting until I felt like it. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, if you're waiting until you're ready, you're going to be waiting forever. The only way to become ready to do something is to do it. You just got to do it. Put one foot in front of the other, take a deep breath, and take the action that you're afraid of. We talked about this last week and the week before, but this, I wanted to give a real life example, and this is a big one. This is putting out a book on Amazon where tons of people are going to be able to buy it and either love it or hate it. And I'm going to have to live with whatever people decide. So guys, please don't wait until you're ready. If there's something that you want to do and you're being held back by fear, whether it's fear of failure, fear of public embarrassment, whatever it is, even if it's fear of success, because I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who hold themselves back, not because they're afraid they'll fail, but because they're afraid they'll succeed. But whatever that fear is, doesn't matter. If you are sitting there waiting until you're not afraid anymore before you go out there and reach for your goals, stop waiting. The time is now. Get up. Get going, take that first small action that you need to do. Take that first step towards reaching your best life. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the podcast. I cannot tell you what it means to me to have you here. Please stay tuned, subscribe to my YouTube channel, keep listening to the episodes of the podcast. I'm going to keep you updated on the status of the book. Like I said, the printed proof will be here Thursday, so I'm going to have to read through it first. It's a short book, so that shouldn't take me too long. But once I do that, it's just time to press the button. It's time to take that final step and get it out there. So stay tuned. And until next week, keep living your best life. I'll talk to you later.